Can I just start by asking like a very broad question? Did you see this season as a success?
Absolutely. I mean, I know playoffs is the ultimate goal to start the season, but to do what we did, to be there right to the end, to see the growth of so many players on the team, to see what our leadership group did with this group as far as pulling young guys along and putting, being able to put guys in situations. But with that said, it's still heartbreaking that you're not going to get to play playoff hockey, and they deserved it. You know, I felt like this, I thought we were going to make it, and I give those other teams credit. They came through big. You know, watching that game, the Minnesota game, you're thinking, okay, we might have it in 20 seconds and we don't have a chance. But very proud of each and every one, and they never gave up even to the end, you know, and to see them even the last game, to have the four young guys play, and it wasn't like last year when the last game came, you know. This is a proud group, and they did an amazing job, and it's just unfortunate we didn't make it.
How do you balance the foundation or the worth of the foundation being built versus no playoffs and no top five pick?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we all want top five picks. I mean, honestly, but to sacrifice a whole team for a top five pick, you know, that doesn't make any sense. I mean, like I've always said, you can't tell someone to lose. It's okay to lose, now win. You know, so as long as these guys never believe in the thought of, oh, it's okay to lose, you know, we're going to win every night. We want to win. And that's got to be the message, because you can't send mixed messages to them. Well, you know, we want a top five pick. We all would love a top five pick, but you know what? We're going to make a good pick with where we have our picks. That's what we've always said. I'm on our scouts that, hey, we might be, you know, in that 16 to 32, but we got to make a good pick at those spots. I mean, that's just the way it's going to be. And then each one after that, you know, Wolfie was a 7-round pick. You saw what he did this year. Pretty special. So, you know, every pick, we only have a few of them. We want to make every pick count for sure.
When it comes to Rasmus Anderson, is it an accurate statement to say that that will be resolved one way or another this summer?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I talked to Ras today, and I think there's a little uncertainty right now. We didn't really talk about anything other than him's going to go to the Worlds. He'll think about, you know, his situation and his family, and it was a heartbreaker. You know, the one thing I can say about Ras, though, is he played through a lot here. You know, have a broken, you know, you're playing with broken bones, and if you saw his feet, black and blue, swollen up, and, you know, so I give him a lot of credit. And he's earned that right. I mean, everybody has a time when they get to a point in their career where they have to make some decisions moving forward, and we'll sit down and talk about it and see where he's at and where we're at. You know, and if it makes sense to both sides, then we'll move forward. But I would think something would be done this year, but I don't want to put a time frame. He has one more year in his contract too. So, you know, I don't want to say absolutely it's going to be something in the next 5 months.
When you took this job, you said your plan was to build a Stanley Cup contender. But the success you had this season, 2 years in, are you further along than you thought you'd be? And if so, how will that impact the plan moving forward?
The plan's very similar. I mean, the first day I sat in this exact spot, it was about building something, having good veterans, and getting young guys in the lineup. And we've been able to do that, you know. And I think you look at the guys that have been there. Matt Coronato took a huge step. Zari was a injury plague year for him. And I feel bad but there were some great moments and you saw his game coming along. So, you know, then you have Wolfie in the back end, being able to get Kevin Ball in. Did I know he was going to do exactly what he did? I wasn't sure. You're hoping, you know, you're always like, okay, we think he can be this. Now let's see it. And he had a great year for us. So, you know, you look at him and then you have Klapka, Pospisil, Klapka, the last, you know, meaningful games down the stretch, huge goals, making plays. So, yeah, you know, I think when I look at all those guys, it's so promising. And then that leadership group, you know, if it's six guys and probably seven with Lomberg, they're all in this thing. And, you know, they're carrying the team along. The one thing that I like to everybody I talked to today, it was about the culture, what it felt like to be in that locker room day in and day out, and how excited they were to come to the rink, and the disappointment of not making the playoffs. And that's what we want to install. So, you know, I don't think we're going to fast forward it, and it's hard to fast forward. you know, we have to continue to keep doing it, and which is get young players in the lineup and having some of the guys maybe that didn't have their best year this year to take a step. And then you're, you know, the Kadri's, Huberto, to do what they did this year and maybe a little bit more. I don't know if they, you know, that might be too much, but I think they can do it. I mean, I think they're getting better with age, these guys. You know, Bax is an unbelievable leader for us. Coleman, you know, the goal totals, he was upset. The goal totals were down. He's like, I'm a 20-goal guy, and I didn't get it this year. I'll be back next year. You know, so all the, you know, all the guys I talked to, it's positive. They're upset, but they can't wait to get back and get going. So, you know, that's the best thing. And our goal is to make the playoffs and go from there. But it's going to take some more young guys. And we're going to look in free agency to see if there's something that makes sense. Again, we're not just going to spend money. I know everyone's going to say, well, they have so much money. It's just like at the deadline. If we thought we could do something to make the team improve it, we would have done something. But we felt like with the group we had, and to go 11-2-3 down the stretch there, you know, I think I felt like this team rallied to say we didn't need anybody. You know, I don't think one person would have came in and made more of a difference than that. And they believed in each other. So moving forward, we're going to have to try to – we're always trying to improve. I mean, that's – I tell Ryan, like, we want to get better. He needs to do it as a coach. I need to do it up in the – and general manager. And we're challenging ourselves every day to try to get better and make playoffs, and then eventually win a Stanley Cup.
Anderson, quickly. When we talked to him, he said he needed to, you know, sit down and speak with his family, and he felt like you guys needed to sit down and figure out what you wanted. We know you have a lot of young defensemen. Would an 8-year deal be a possibility for the organization?
Oh, I don't even want to get into that right now. I mean, I think that those are questions we're going to have internally to talk to. I mean, not that we don't talk about it, but what is the number? What is the years? What makes sense? You know, what makes sense for the team moving forward and him? I mean, and that's the thing. It's more of a, we're working with him. This is the first time he'd be an unrestricted free agent. And like he said, even when we spoke today, he's like, we didn't even talk about it. He's going to Worlds. He said pretty much what he told you guys is what he told me behind closed doors. So I left it at that. I didn't push him on it. I just said, okay, you know what? You know, and he was disappointed, you know, and what he was playing through. So, you know, we'll regroup and talk to his people when he's ready and see where his mindset's at, and then they'll get our kind of where we are.
Greg, what is your priority? And you've got a whole lot of money to spend, and that doesn't mean you have to spend it. I know mm-hmm. that. But what is your priority in terms of what you want to bring in here? Is it a center?
You know, I was happy with Frost. I wasn't maybe, you know, we weren't probably all happy with the production, but it felt like it was coming. Some games you're like, it's right there. You know, so have a center. It's still the right center would be on the bucket list for sure. You know, but again, what is going to make us better? What do we need moving forward? And that won't be, you know, I'm just one person in our group of people. We're going to get together and sit down and go through who's out there, what's available. And again, we don't know what's going to be moving forward. Is there going to be a trade? Is there going to be a possibility to find maybe a center? Or, you know, we do believe in the guys that are here and the way we played down the stretch. If we can come back and do that, that'd be a pretty special thing too. So, but we're going to look for something to kind of improve us day in and day out.
Rasmus kind of said, look, we've got a lot of right shots, obviously Perek's one of them, but you know, how important is it to have that veteran presence locked up and long term when you got these kids coming up that are learning to be pros and whatnot?
Yeah, you know, the one thing, I know we talk about right shots, we have a lot of right shots, but you saw Mackenzie Weegar play really well on the left side. He's done that in his career, so I don't want to pigeonhole right left, because I think Mackenzie can play both sides. You know, we got to see Zane, you know, it was one game. Special player. Again, I don't want to just say, hey, Zane's on the team next year. But like I told him, you got to have a great summer, come into camp and take a spot and earn a spot. And he's like, okay, now I know what I got to do. So I'm going to have a great summer and I'll see you in September. So, I mean, I do think, you know, the right left shot thing can be a little bit skewed because we could move Mackenzie. He has played really well on the left side.
Kadri was not, didn't speak with us today. Did you speak with him? Was everything?
No, he was sick today. Okay. Yeah, he was not feeling well, so he didn't come in. So we didn't get to talk to him. He didn't do his medicals or anything.
You have a couple guys who are eligible to technically go to the Wranglers, Klapka and Perek. Do you have enough people? What the plan is in the near future for those guys?
Yep, we're gonna We're going to actually, Klapka, when he gets cleared, he is going to go down, talk to him. He wants to go down and be a part of the run down there. And Parekh, we're not going to do. You know, he's played a lot of hockey. We're going to get him going. And, you know, he's talking about kind of getting focused like we've talked. And he didn't get to train last year much. And this year the focus is to get stronger, to come back and make a team.
Big picture, you know, you've been with the organization for a while. I remember that 14-15 year you guys took a big leap forward, and then it sort of seems like a bit of a slide the next year, and then another leap forward, a bit of a slide. From your perspective, I know you want to maintain the momentum of what you're doing here. What can you do as a manager to sort of help keep things progressing?
Well, that's right. You know, if there's an opportunity to add something to the team that makes sense, age appropriate, the right position, you know, that's what we're going to do. We're going to try to do whatever we can. But I think a lot of it is the culture that was and what these guys have done in that room, they've started the process. I think if we continue to go with the direction we're going, I mean, they'd want to play tomorrow if we could. You know, if start the season, they'd be ready to go. We need that to come back in September and have them get off to the same start the way they finished this year. You know, so, I mean, I think it's just about, for us, it's about not giving them any excuses not to do well. I mean, I expect Dustin Wolf, and if Laddie's back, to be the best goaltending tandem in the league. And if we get that, all these other guys, I think we can score more goals. We actually created more high-danger chances, especially in the second half. We just didn't finish a lot of them. So hopefully next year we can come in, create all those high dangers, and actually start scoring some more goals. Because if we score four or more, like our team's odds a lot.
Craig, you've mentioned Dustin a few times, obviously. Like, your predecessors in the GM office have spent a lot of time thinking about the number one goalie over the years. I'm just curious, from a sort of big picture standpoint for this organization, how significant is the sort of emergence that you have a number one goalie?
Well, I think it's every organization, that's what they're looking for. They want to have that number one. And you know, I was fortunate to play with some of the greats, with Patrick Waugh and Grant Fuhr, Mike Vernon, and Kipper. I mean, so when I think of those guys, I always felt good going into a game. You know, we could make a mistake. We could maybe not be on our A game. And those guys always found a way to help you out. I wasn't with them long, but they just gave you that confidence, and that's what you need. So you're always looking for the number one goalie, and to have a young guy come in and play as well as he has, it's very promising moving forward. So we're excited, and he's got a great demeanor about himself. I mean, he still knows. I mean, in our meetings today, he's figuring out some things. He still says, I have to get better in certain areas, you know, and I know what I'm going to do in this summer to try to get myself better, you know. But this year he was able to kind of figure out where in the crease he needed to be, how to see through traffic a little better. He goes, I need to keep improving on all that. I mean, that's one thing. He wants to get better each day, and I can't wait to see him next year.
With the team just missing the playoffs and finishing ninth in the West, I've seen and heard a little bit of the same old Flames, but with all of the draft capital you've accumulated, with all of the prospects in the pipeline, and with all of the cap space, it looks different to me. Does it look different to you?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think, you know, the one thing we've talked about is getting young players in the lineup. Like we said, the Klapka, to have him come up and play as well as he did down the stretch, that's exciting moving forward. You know, to see, you know, a Pospisil, you know, Wolf, Coronado, and you're going to see more young guys moving forward. I know everybody wants young guys right now, but We got a great group of veteran guys, and if we sprinkle in these younger guys and add a few more moving forward, you know, I think that's a recipe for more success next year.
A lot was made this year about the six leaders and what a great job mm-hmm. they did, and Ryan Lomberg as well. I guess at 6+1. Mm-hmm. Next year, like with these young guys like Zeri, Coronado, who have now established themselves as NHL players, how does their role change as you guys look for success?
Well, I expect them to take another step. You know, start to become more of a leader, more of a voice in the locker room, you know, because we need those guys. I did hear there was a game where I could see Wolfie was kind of animated at the bench. He was kind of telling the boys, let's go. We got to get going. I don't think you'd see that at the beginning of the year. So we need all these young guys to take a step in both on ice and in their leadership and their accountability to the team. I mean, if they make mistakes as a young guy, he's a young guy, he made a mistake. You know, we got to kind of weed them off of that and get them to where, you know what, we're going to make mistakes, but we're not going to make the same mistakes over and over again. So I expect all those guys to come back that much more comfortable, feeling that much better about their game. And especially when you're not, I think a little bit when you come to camp and you're not sure if you're on the team, you're not on the team, am I going to the minors? I think these guys know now, okay, I'm here. Now, well, let's just focus on a great training camp and starting the season off on the right foot.
For you as a GM, when you see Adam Klapka in big, meaningful games playing with a guy like Nazem Kadri, does that begin to make you wonder?
It shows me he can do it, you know. So there's more to Adam, you know. And the one thing I was a little worried about when he went onto that top line, was he going to not want to finish checks and do the little things that got him to move up there? Because he does have skill and he's got a great shot. So it's a nice thing to have when you don't have to go out and find that somewhere in free agency. You've kind of homegrown it. It's awesome. That's what we're trying to do with all these guys, all the guys in the Wrangler. We want them to make that push to come up and earn a spot and push these other guys forward.
I asked Ryan Husk, he was mentioning overtime and how potentially speed was a little bit of a factor there. And I just asked him, like, do you want more speed in the lineup? So I'll ask you the same question. Do you think it's needed?
For sure. Speed, especially when you're in those three-on-threes. And you notice teams that are really quick and really fast, they're hard to handle. You know, they're the one thing I think when I was thinking back to, our 04 team, we had a skills competition here. And Dean McCammon won the whole thing. But Sean Donovan, Lombardi, all these guys were like, they beat everybody in every team that was set before us. So we had four of the fastest guys. And I'm thinking, speed makes a difference. It always helps. And, we'd like to add more speed. And that's one thing we've challenged the guys to go, hey, we need you guys to go home and work as much on everything as we want to get faster. And that's skating and, you know, building up your lower body strength. And we expect them to come back and each guy to be a little quicker. And if we can add some speed, we'd look to do that too.
So Craig, based on your earlier comments, it doesn't seem like last offseason you were fairly quiet with, save for a couple of veteran additions on short-term deals. Is it safe to say it's going to be kind of another quieter free agency period coming up then? Or
I think, as a group, we have the pro scouting meetings in May. I've challenged them to kind of target people that would be here long term that we can be a difference maker for us. So, obviously when you get into free agency and you get into things like that, I don't think our list would be very long, but if there's a person that's a game changer that we feel we have an opportunity to get, we're definitely going to take a shot at them. Does that mean we're going to get them? I don't know. That's when you get to UFA, you're like with everybody else, you're battling and you're not sure how it's going to work out. But I think with what we're building here and just when you talk to the players, they're our best salesmen. You know, if they're enjoying it here, they like it here, they know a new building's coming. You know, obviously we didn't make the playoffs, but 96 points, close, you know. Is there someone that could push us over that edge? We're gonna look to see if we can find that person and add them next year. But right. If we don't, we probably won't. I would say we would not do a lot.
Okay. St. Louis had a lot of success with offer sheets on Holloway and Broberg there. Is that something you'd be open to push this thing forward to?
We have to look at everything, yeah. I mean, watching that from a distance and now that really – they're in the playoffs and we're not, even though we have the same amount of points, but we have to look at all that, and we do have cap room and we have all our picks. So, we're not going to take anything off the table. I think it's a rules and we have to make sure we do the best and whatever's the best for the Calgary Flames, that's what we're going to do. And if it's an offer sheet, then we're definitely going to look at it.
You have a handful of restricted free agents coming up. Just generally, what's your philosophy on bridge versus long-term deals with younger players?
I think once you talk to the agent, you get a better feel where that is. So, I think there's players here that we definitely, we would love to do long-term deals, but they have to make sense for both sides. I mean, they have to feel comfortable with it. We have to feel comfortable with it. But, we would not be afraid to do long-term deals. But if it is a bridge, doesn't mean we don't like them any less. We like all these players, but the sample sizes are different for everybody. And if it's a short one, that just means they can come back at us when the cap's going up and then renegotiate. So, I think we'll look at both and then do what's best for both sides.
On your contract to-do list, is your head coach up higher? Are you comfortable going into the last year of his deal?
You know, I said we haven't really thought about Husk right now. You know, I think I was looking at the players more and kind of going down that. But those would be internal discussions, like with Don Maloney, Dave Nonis, Brad Pasco, and myself. But Husk has done an amazing job. I'm not worried about it if we don't. But he's, you know, I couldn't be more happy with the job he's done here for us.
On sort of the same bent with coaching, I know Trent Cull sort of had a unique year. He sort of came up on an interim basis midseason, and I know he got a lot of praise from Ryan Husk about the work he did with the penalty kill. What's his, I guess, status going forward? I know it's sort of up in the air with what's going on with Brad.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the hard thing. Right now we don't really know what's going to happen with Brad Larson and his situation, so we're just going to kind of play that. That might still be another month away before we have any kind of answers what might be. But Trent came up and did an amazing job for us. He really did.
Would you be comfortable with Trent going back and resuming his role at the Wranglers next year?
Yeah, that was, you know, if Brad's able to come back, that was the plan, and Trent knew that coming in, you know. But Trent did a very good job, you know, so I was very happy with the penalty kill down the stretch. And, you know, we'll kind of – I haven't had my kind of debrief with Husk yet, but we're going to probably talk Monday and kind of get all his opinions on the staff and where we're going to go moving forward.
Two words we heard a lot today were identity and culture. Mm-hmm. What would you describe the identity as? How did this team build a culture, and how important are those two things as foundation pieces moving forward?
Well, I think our identity is a hardworking team that is never going to give up, you know, and everybody wants to be a hardworking team. But, I mean, I think, and they stick together, you know, that unity, that group, they really do care about each other, and you see that. If there's a scrum, there's five guys in. And, you know, we want to play fast. We want to move the puck. And we also know this year maybe we had to play a little bit more defensively. So you're kind of with the pieces you have and the players you have, sometimes you have to change up your game plan a little bit. But, I mean, the guys, they did an amazing job. It was just fun to watch them and build. They're the ones that build the identity. They're the ones that build the culture. I mean, I think right from the start, I've always said it, the first training golf tournament, it was Nas, Weegar, Huberdeau, Anderson, Backlund, Coleman. They put an end to not wanting to be here, that kind of narrative that was out there. They put an end to that. That's them, you know. Very grateful they did that. But that's where it started. And then to kind of watch these guys and to see how when people come in and how they just integrate into the group, whether, you know, we lost a really good group of, you know, a couple great guys in Kuzmenko and Pelche, and they were big parts of that room. And Frost and Farabee came in and it felt seamless, you know, and how tight that room was, how much fun they had. And you can just tell it, you know, you never saw older guys with older guys. It could be young guys with older guys. It wasn't clicky, or it just felt like a good team and everybody got along. And that's hard to do. A lot of teams say they do it, but it doesn't happen often.
Two separate guys, but I'm just going to ask about them at the same time. Dan Vladar and Joel Hanley, are you interested in having?
I talked to both. I mean, obviously, you know, I talked to Dan and Joel, and we're going to talk to their people. We're going to, like I said, we're going to have our meetings, but they played great for us. They really did. So, you know, but there's only so many spots, so that's the other hard thing. We got to figure out, you know, what are the best fits for us, and again, what's the best fit for them moving forward.
And yeah, probably on that vein, Mantha, Kirkland, and Rooney.
I couldn't, sorry.
Mantha, Kirkland, and Rooney, other pending free agents, like, do you see them part of the fold here?
Yeah, I talked to all the guys, and I said, I kind of told the same thing. I said, you know, we're going to have our meetings and figure out what we're going to try to do moving forward. I mean, we have ideas where we're at, but you know, I do think you'd see some of those guys. We'd like to get some of those guys back for sure.
Greg, do you have any injury issues that are going to impact summer training, like surgeries or anything like that?
No, I think Rasmus is feeling better. I mean, he played through it, so you know, that was one thing. But Sharon Govich, his foot is broken, so we're gonna have to get him back at some point. Probably, I think, 4 to 6 weeks, they were saying, and then he'll be ready to go. Other than that, I think I didn't get all the medicals yet. It's still too early, but those are the ones I kind of knew about going in. And then little things that I think are totally fine.
How long has Yegor been playing with a broken foot?
Roughly? He broke it the last game. I mean, he's had a few other things that he played through during the year, but it's just one of those years. It's been one thing after another for, you know, and I really thought he was playing well the last, you know, handful of games where you're like 10 to 15 games. You're like, okay, he's coming. And then this again. It just, it's been one of those years, but hopefully we get him back healthy next year and we get off to a good start. You know, he feels good.